Melinda Gates called divorce lawyers in 2019 after NY Times revealed Bill's ties to Jeffrey Epstein, WSJ. The Aegis Alliance. Melinda Gates began speaking with divorce attorneys in October 2019 following the New York Times initially uncovering Bill Gates had met with convicted late pedophile Jeffrey Epstein on a number of occasions. A brand new report coming from the Wall Street Journal reveals. The WSJ revealed new details on the timeline of the rich married couple's marital relationship that fell to pieces. One thing Bill and also Melinda declared just recently this past week with a joint statement regarding their pending divorce. The New York Times initially disclosed in a report dated October 12, 2019, that Bill Gates had actually met with Epstein, even featuring a photograph of Epstein and Gates standing up beside one another at Epstein's home in 2011. The 2011 meeting was 3 years after Epstein had pleaded guilty to two Florida state charges. One count of solicitation of prostitution, and also one count of solicitation of prostitution with a minor under the age of 18. Speculation ran widespread this past week that the Bill and Melinda were actually divorcing over Bill's connections to Epstein. However, this is the very first time a news report has asserted the probability so directly, though the journal's sources continue to be unrevealed. From the Wall Street Journal, Ms. Gates consulted with divorce lawyers roughly 2 years before she filed for divorce from Mr. Gates, saying their marriage was irretrievably broken, according to people familiar with the matter and documents reviewed by the Wall Street Journal. The couple hasn't said what prompted the split. One source of concern for Ms. Gates was her husband's dealings with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. According to the People and a former employee of their charity, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Ms. Gates's concerns about the relationship dated as far back as 2013, the former employee said. The 2019 NY Times story uncovered that Bill had actually gone to Epstein's Manhattan apartment at a minimum of three times and stayed, late into the night, on at the very least one occasion. When the meetings were disclosed in 2019, Gates claimed he was merely meeting with Epstein regarding charity work. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is a massive nonprofit, though it's unclear why it'd need to have support from a dubious pedophile such as Epstein. Bill still maintains he was simply meeting with Epstein for innocent factors, the Wall Street Journal mentioned. According to the documents reviewed by the journal, Ms. Gates and her advisors held a number of calls in October 2019 when the New York Times reported that Mr. Gates had met with Mr. Epstein on numerous occasions. Mr. Gates once stayed late into the night at Mr. Epstein's Manhattan townhouse, the Times reported. Bridget Arnold, a spokeswoman for Mr. Gates, said in 2019 that the software mogul and Mr. Epstein had met multiple times to discuss philanthropy. Bill Gates regrets ever meeting with Epstein and recognizes it was an error in judgment to do so, Ms. Arnold said at the time. The journal's brand new report details that Epstein died behind bars in August of 2019. And while it was officially ruled a suicide, there are actually a lot of theories that rich and powerful individuals may have conspired to eliminate Epstein, prompting the lurid meme, "Epstein didn't kill himself." Melinda herself in fact met Epstein once back in 2013, the Daily Beast reported, which evidently when she recognized something was wrong, though the Beast report provides lots of wiggle room concerning what Bill might have known. I can't make the claim that so many are claiming, the person told the Daily Beast on the condition of anonymity, referring to people in Epstein's orbit who said they had no suspicions of Epstein's abuse. If you ask Bill Gates, he'll say, "Oh, I had absolutely no idea he wasn't up to anything of the highest moral character. But I seriously doubted Epstein's moral character. The people around him," the person added, referring to Epstein, "had a varying spectrum of what they knew and what they didn't know and how they rationalized it." This person wasn't surprised that Melinda Gates was put off by Epstein, saying, "A lot of people were uncomfortable with Epstein, completely independent of his sexual misconduct. He just was an obnoxious guy. He almost made a point of having bad manners, not paying attention at dinner. I could see how anybody, even without suspicions, would not want to be around him." What did Bill know and when did he recognize it? That still seems to be quite unsettled as of right now. But today we understand Melinda was quick to obtain divorce attorneys on the phone during the time Bill's connections to Epstein ended up being publicly revealed. Whatever Bill really found out about Epstein, Melinda was plainly uneasy with the whole scenario. Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.